first up this morning. Excitement turned to disappointment and anger for many families over the weekend as 227 primary 7 pupils were left in limbo after being told they did not get into their chosen school. Tanya's daughter was one of the children. Molly didn't receive a place at any of the 6 schools she requested. Her mother says it's been a heartbreaking experience. So much so that Molly decided to write a letter to the Education Authority outlining how she felt about what happened, and she recorded it for us.
Dear Education Authority, today I thought that my long wait after the IQ was over. I was excited and nervous to get my letter for my new school. I spent the night wondering what friends I would make and share my experience with. Instead, I was woken up by my mum, who told me I was one of the 226 children who did not have a school to go to. Knowing this, I was naturally upset and felt betrayed. I felt that all the stress of the IQ and exams and nerves were all for nothing. I'm dumbfounded, angry and upset that this can happen. I feel for all the other children that you have let down. I feel that the Education Authority doesn't care about the children like me, and I'm just now an afterthought. There should have been more school places allocated, as you knew that the numbers were increased this year. I felt that this was laziness and a lack of empathy on your part. I'm a human, I have a name, and I just don't want to be a silly number on someone's computer. I am me, and I am important. You're sincerely a forgotten about child.
Well, Molly's mother, Tanya, is with us this morning. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what's happened here.
Well, we were waiting the letter on Saturday, as per usual, along with the other 24,000 applicants, only to find out that she hadn't been offered any place at any of the post-primary schools that was selected on her transfer form. And their reasoning was this was due to oversubscription.
Of any of the 6 schools?
None. Nothing.
So how does that work?
Just nothing. Now, they did have a helpline for parents, which was open from 12 o'clock on Saturday morning right through to 5. I was straight on to them just after 12 o'clock. And they basically said that due to oversubscription, there was no places available, and it was up to me to get in touch with all of the schools that went down onto her application form and for the appeal to each and every school.
But if you're appealing to each and every school and they're already telling you that those schools are oversubscribed, then how can they invent places from nowhere?
Basically, the appeals process would be finding out what criteria the schools had used after the initial ACs were taken into account, whether they were applied correctly or not.
How did she do in her exams?
She done well. Any other years and previous years, her score would have gotten her into a grammar school, no problem. But obviously with the increase this year, whether the scores were higher or what, I don't know. I do know that they mark VAT exams every year. There's always a different mark in a different setting.
The Education Authority, I see here, are saying that 20,776 of children have been offered a place at their first preference school. That's 86.7%. 227 children, 0.95%, are not yet placed. Well, do you know what? It's not a lot of a percentage until it's your child and you find yourself the parent of one of the 227 children who have not yet been placed.
Exactly.
And they say, we've written to the parents of each child who have not yet secured a place for September 2019, outlining the next steps in the process. We'll continue to work closely with parents to ensure successful placement for every child. Well, working closely from what you're telling me is they're telling you to simply ring all the schools.
I have to do the legwork and then fill out another form, picking another 3 schools with what has been left in the areas that they have applied. Some of these schools I know have had discipline issues and had enforced closures. And it's almost like the Education Authority is saying, well, my child's on the scrap heap. You'll make do and make up the numbers for the schools the parents don't want to send their children to for various reasons. And if you know, the shoe doesn't fit, it doesn't matter.
What's the point of the Education Authority setting up a helpline and then saying that they that please contact them, and they're given their admissions helpline number and all that malarkey here, if what they simply tell you to do is for you to ring the schools?
What are they doing? It was pointless having the helpline open because, of course, along with the other parents, we've had to wait till Monday morning till the schools open till we start getting the ball moving.
There's a lot of pressure on you, right?
I've actually had to take time off work and I'm losing money for this, and dear knows how long I'll be off to try and get this sorted. I printed off the appeals letters, and on the appeals letters you can attend the child's appeal to voice on their behalf. So there's six different appeals. There's another six occasions where I will be out of work.
When you heard your child read that letter, what was in your heart?
It took, Molly is quite stubborn, and it took quite a few attempts for her to write that letter. But her determination really showed through in that, and it was the first time I really saw how she felt.
She's just 11 years old.
Believe her. She is so intelligent. She is emotionally advanced. She's far more mature for her age. She had a great understanding. She knew there was an increase this year of IQE applications. So she knew it was going to be harder. But I didn't expect her to write what she wrote. And I didn't expect her to feel that, as she put it, the forgotten child.
And is that how she feels?
That's exactly how she feels. She's off on a school trip today with her school for the P7 leavers. They're away to Scotland. And she said to me this morning that she didn't want to go because everybody and all of her friends are going to be asking her what school she get into. And she hasn't anything to say to them.
And obviously the implications of this is that some of her chosen schools will probably be where her friends are going. And
they are, yeah.
She's now in a situation where she's going to feel disenfranchised from her friends.
She's on her own. She's on her own. You know, that it should be an exciting time of going out and picking a school uniform. There's already a short window for her to do that anyway, because we don't hear the results until quite late on. And she can't even do that. She can't join in that excitement.
What are you going to do?
Well, this morning, before I came on to your show, I've already been on the phone, and I was able to get hold of four of the schools out of the six that were on Molly's list, and I just have to fight.
So you're going to start ringing round them all?
I have to start ringing round them all, and I have to start appeals processes with each and every one. And as well as that, I'm now going to have to find an additional school which is suitable for Molly, to see whether or not they have a place. And it could mean her travelling up to 3 hours a day.
Listen, will you stay in touch with us and let us know how your daughter gets on? Is that okay?
I will do.
Thank you very much for contacting us this morning. Thank you. Morning to you.